This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 76 wealthy nations are now committed to joining a global COVID-19 vaccine allocation plan co-led by the World Health Organization that aims to help buy and fairly distribute the shots. Reuters' Joe Davies tells us Japan, Germany, and Norway are reportedly among them.
That's according to the Gavi Vaccines Alliance, the public-private partnership that is co-leading the initiative with the WHO. Its chief executive, Seth Barkley, told Reuters that it's in talks with China about that country also joining. The plan is called COVAX, and it's designed to discourage national governments from hoarding vaccines and to focus first on vaccinating the most high-risk people in every country. Its backers say it should lead to lower vaccine costs for everyone and a swifter end to the pandemic. Financing comes out of national budgets, and 92 poorer nations are contributing voluntary donations. Participating wealthy countries are also free to procure vaccines through bilateral deals and other plans. The United States has said this week that it won't join COVAX due to the Trump administration's objection to the involvement of the World Health Organization. It's also said the U.S. won't be paying some of the $18 million it owes the World Health Organization as it plans to leave the agency next year.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. More than 867,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 26.2 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in both deaths and infections, followed by Brazil and India. Meanwhile, Indiana University at Bloomington on Thursday urged students living in a fraternity and sorority houses to move out, citing an alarming rate of positive COVID-19 tests that marked the latest outbreak in the U.S. Midwest and at college campus. The university said on Twitter that positive tests for coronavirus were exceeding 50% in some Greek houses, higher than in dorms. This is VOA News. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the current coronavirus restrictions will remain in place until at least mid-September as a precautionary measure. Authorities said earlier lifted a lockdown in Auckland following an outbreak there that began last month, but they continue to limit gathering sizes across the country and mandate that people wear masks on public transport. Ardern said Friday that a cautious approach and long-term strategy to get the economy open, freedoms back faster in the long term. New Zealand reported 5 new virus cases Friday and its first death, 2 among returning travelers already in quarantine and 3 connected to the Auckland outbreak. The Kremlin is rejecting accusations that Russia has been responsible for the poisoning of opposition politician Alexei Navalny and said it no longer has grounds for sanctions to be imposed against Moscow over that case. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
The Kremlin was speaking a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style Novichok nerve agent in an attempt to murder him. Navalny, who's 44, is an outspoken opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin and has specialized in high-impact investigations into official corruption. He collapsed on a domestic Russian flight after drinking a cup of tea that his allies said was poisoned and was airlifted to Germany last week. A Kremlin spokesman said Moscow rejected any suggestion Russia was behind the attack on Navalny and warned other countries against jumping to hasty conclusions. Merkel has said Germany would consult its NATO allies about how to respond to the poisoning.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday honed the law and order message he intends to wield against his Democratic rival Joe Biden with 2 months to go until Election Day, stepping up attacks that his campaign believes are resonating with battleground state voters. Speaking at the rally in Pennsylvania, the president told supporters to vote early.
You sign it and send it in, and then you have to follow it. And if on election day or early voting that is not tabulated and counted, you go vote. And then if for some reason after that, it shouldn't take that long, it comes in, they're not going to be able to tabulate it because...
Opponents have said that Mr. Trump's suggestion of voting twice is against the law and could result in felony charges. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News. It's